Washington's university campuses are losing their freedom of speech, so says a Republican lawmaker. State Representative Matt Manweller of Ellensburg, also a history professor himself at Central Washington, he says the climate of protest on college campuses has gone too far, and he's proposing a bill to protect even controversial speech.
Well, I'm calling for a return to a basic standard of tolerance for speech and ideas that you may disagree with. And so the United States has a long tradition of supporting this idea of the marketplace of ideas. And it seems as in the last few years, college campuses in Washington and America have become very hostile to free speech in general, becoming more concerned with creating a safe space or drumming out speech that they disagree with. And my bill seeks to rebalance those two issues. Yes, colleges need to be safe spaces, but they also need to be intellectually rigorous places where you are confronted with ideas that you disagree with.
What's an example of Washington State campuses becoming hostile to free speech?
Well, let's take the Washington Post expose, where they had discovered in Washington State University syllabi that professors had listed words that students weren't allowed to use in their papers or in class, and those words included things like man, woman, American, illegal immigrant. And, you know, professors don't have the right to determine what words we do and don't use in our intellectual discourse. Another example would be right there at the University of Washington, where you guys are from, where the graduate students went on strike last year, and one of their demands was to create a policy where they could punish students for microaggressions. And, of course, microaggressions are this Orwellian, almost McCarthyistic concept that you can accuse anybody who says anything, whether intended or not, that may offend you and have them punished. I could accuse you right now of engaging in a microaggression towards me because you have unintentionally made me feel uncomfortable about my bill. So I could walk off to UW University campus and accuse you of a microaggression just based on the conversation you and I are having right now.
In the case of Washington State University, when that Washington Post piece came out, the president of Wazoo came out and said, "We're working with these faculty members. No, I'm quoting, no student will have points docked merely as a result of using terms that may be deemed offensive to some." But you're saying this is a widespread practice that universities are accommodating?
I think it is an absolutely widespread practice where universities have adopted policies that are hostile to free speech. Anybody who has been watching what's been going on in the United States in the last few months has recoiled in horror. I think when we saw the University of Missouri journalism professor actively call for violence against one of her own journalism students for trying to exercise his First Amendment right to the press. I think we were shocked by the absolute mob mentality of that group at Yale that surrounded the dean and his wife and screamed at them because they sent out an email about Halloween costumes. Over and over, we have just seen this environment on college campuses where if I don't like what you say, then I can label you and in an almost McCarthyistic manner drive you from the academy simply because I don't like what you're saying. I mean, we have crossed a Rubicon here where free speech has become just a speed bump to drive over in order to pursue your political agenda.
Professors who use trigger warnings say that this is, it's a heads up to students who are about to hear material that might be hard for them to approach. Maybe they've been victims of a rape or some kind of abuse or violence, and they want the students to know that this material is coming so that they can prepare themselves so they're able to engage in that rational discourse you're talking about and not be so shut down that they can't engage in these challenging ideas.
And if they want to do that, there's nothing in my bill that prevents them from doing so. What my bill says is that any professor can add any trigger warnings they want in any lesson plan, any syllabus. What it does say is that the university may not punish professors for not doing it.
Representative Manweller, you are a professor. You teach constitutional law at Central Washington. Have you ever had an experience of dampened discourse in a classroom?
You know, I'm a pretty gutsy guy, but I can tell you that I've had a complaint filed against me because of a book I assigned. I assigned a book called One Nation Under Therapy by a very respected scholar that looked at this concept of medicalizing sin, and a student, you know, filed a complaint. I think a better example would be that here, we have a free speech symposium every year on the Central Washington University campus, and the student union building director said that the free speech organization could not put up their flyers advertising the free speech conference because it didn't meet their speech guidelines. I mean, that's kind of bizarre when you can't even post a free speech flyer for a free speech conference at a university campus.
Republican State Representative Matt Manweller proposing a bill regarding speech on state university campuses. Representative, thank you for joining us.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime.